This is Spill the Beans, a conversation. Hey, be careful with that. You can spill it.
So my guest today on Spill the Beans Conversation is a good friend of mine, Dr. Joe Hominy, like the grits.
Like the grits. That's my nickname.
Right. Joe was a friend and a customer when I...
Fellow coffee drinker.
Used to be over at the other place. And Joe, he's going to tell you a little bit about himself, but Joe moved away down to Greenville. He's been doing his thing down there, but he's back in town. So we decided we were going to kind of rush through a podcast right here. First time I'm recording, actually.
Well, see, I come to town and I give Kevin all these great ideas on marketing, but I haven't got a percentage check yet from you, Kevin. I'm still looking for my royalty
check. I just learned your last name. How was I supposed to write the check?
Well, just give me cash.
Okay.
Just give me cash.
Okay. Joe, you're a Midwestern guy from?
Yes. Sioux City, Iowa.
Sioux City, Iowa.
Where they have corn and soybeans.
Exactly right. Your training was in chiropractic.
Yes.
From a family of chiropractors, I believe.
Yes, about 40 of us in one family.
All chiropractors.
We have chiropractic in our bones. Get it?
Get it. Get it. Oh, yeah.
I should put that on my business card.
But what I want to talk to you about today, Joe, is this red light therapy you're involved in.
Oh, red light therapy.
Right. So talk to me about red light therapy, because that's what we first started talking about when,
A
couple years ago.
Well, 1998, Nobel Peace Prize in Medicine went to three doctors that found that red light therapy decreases pain signals. Pain is a signal. Your nervous system is nothing more than a circuit, just like your computer. It will pick up the signal and carry it. So what I do is interrupt that signal with red light and laser light. Red light has a frequency that can dampen the pain signal in your circuitry. A pain signal is very much like an EKG. It's very spiky, very high and lows, and it pulsates. But red light has a very harmonic frequency to it, a very smooth harmonic healing frequency. And when you use the laser, which is light amplified, so there it's stronger than your bioelectricity, it dampens down the pain signal. I use it every day for everything from failed back surgeries, failed knee surgeries, strained sprains, migraine headaches, and I'm knocking them out of the park. And Kevin taught me how not to make my business complicated. I have no front desk. I have no insurance. I run off my phone and a simple swipe. Everything's cash.
So you don't work through any insurance?
No insurance.
I like
And laser therapy isn't covered by insurance anyway, so bingo.
So let me ask you a question about red light. The difference between, is the light itself red? There's no, when I go to a sauna, and they say they've got red light. The lights are red. But I can throw a switch and the lights all of a sudden turn into green light. So am I not really getting red light? I mean, what's up with red light? Is it is it somewhere different on the
light spectrum?
On the light spectrum?
Yeah, well, red light, because of the frequency, everything is a frequency. Blue light, green light has a more severe frequency, a more spiked, and it doesn't penetrate deep into your tissue.
Okay.
Visible light does not penetrate.
So what is it we're experiencing right now?
This is visible light. So you have everything. What you see is everything. That's why you see blues and purples. You have everything from ultraviolet to infrared. That's what we call visible light. Light is not, the sun isn't a big flashlight shining light onto the earth. The sun, it just pulsates energy. It's the atmosphere that transforms the energy into visible light.
Okay.
If you're standing on the moon looking at the sun's here and the earth is over here on your left, it's not a flashlight shining.
You're looking at me like I thought the sun was a flashlight. You don't even want to know what I think the sun is. That's a whole nother story. As soon as I can find a guest who can come on and talk to me about flat earth theory, we'll get into that.
Yes.
So let me ask you a question.
Right.
So red light is a light that's naturally occurring in the light spectrum. We're not experiencing any in visible light. We're not really experiencing red light.
You are, but not when you go to a health clinic or you come to my office in Greenville. Red light is just isolated. It's just red light. There's no blue light. There's no green light. So you get the effects of the sensation of calming the nerve impulses, plus red light dilates blood vessels. That's why I use it so often on diabetic patients with their diabetic feet. It dilates blood vessels, allows circulation, allows healing.
And are you using... Is it the equipment? Is it a, you know, the red light bed you guys were talking about? We actually have guests here today who know something, who know something about, they have a red light bed for crying out loud.
Yes.
But,
I do.
So is your, do you remember Sandy's place?
Yeah.
Did you ever go into that red light booth?
Yeah.
Is that red light?
I think.
Cause everything was red.
It was red, but red light only can penetrate so deep. That's why I use a laser, because laser just simply means light amplified. So it's the difference between a half watt light bulb and a 100 watt light bulb. So what I use is more powerful. But that said, I have treated, you know, you can buy these flex pads with LED red light and near infrared light. You can buy these flex pads off of Amazon for $100 and treat yourself at home. But when you need more treatment, when the flex pads aren't strong enough, you need to come see me.
You're treating your patients on the laser. Is it focused?
Oh yeah.
You're shooting laser at someone's got, like, you got a diabetic who's got diabetes associated pain in their feet.
Yes.
You're actually just like training a laser on their feet.
It's like a wand that has like a roller ball on it.
Yeah.
And I just simply pass it over the tissue. I've got pictures of people that I have saved from amputation. Their feet were so bad, diabetic ulcers on their feet. Turn them around.
I'm very, and maybe this is where my podcast is going to go. I'm having a meeting on Tuesday with my my podcast people to see if I can't fine tune my focus. But we're very, in my house, we're, you know, all this, refer to it as woo-woo, but we're very into it. Right. So we're not.
We should be.
We're always looking for something natural rather than, you know, getting a prescription for something.
I hope so.
Yeah. This fits right in on it. So pain.
Pain is a signal.
Pain
from damaged tissue up to your brain.
So any kind of inflammation.
Any kind of inflammation. As long as that inflammation is in your tissue, in your joint, it will produce pain. As long as that inflammation is in the joint, whether it's a knee or your shoulder or your back, it continues to degenerate and deteriorate the soft tissue in there, turning flexible muscle and tendons into scar tissue. You want to get that out.
If I've got that kind of pain, let's just say it's in my knees or wherever, does it eliminate the cause of the pain, or
it dissipates the pain, but it dilates blood vessels. When a tissue is injured, that inflammatory fluid won't let any other fluid in. It's like a sponge that's too full of water. You know, it just won't let any more water in. So you have to get that inflammatory fluid out before anything will heal.
If you wanted to stretch this a little woo-woo-er, because you're talking about the blockage of the inflammatory tissue.
Yes.
How do you feel about the concept of chakra?
Well,
I mean, as a chiropractor.
You know, it's all about energy healing.
Right.
And if it worked for you.
No, but would you say that there are energy centers in your body?
Yeah, there is.
You know, like looking at like maybe Chinese medicine and Chinese like touch therapy where they're...
It's more Chinese philosophy. So what is your philosophy? Do you believe that this body is a self-healing mechanism, or do you need a prescription?
I believe this body is a self-healing mechanism.
There you go.
And I believe in energy too, and I believe in the flow of energy.
Everything is energy.
Right? So everything is energy. If you've got inflamed tissue blocking that flow of energy, maybe not only just causing the pain, but it's also causing a variety of other illnesses. You might actually be addressing illnesses you're not even knowing about.
Well, you know, most people come in to me and they're in their 50s and their 60s and their 70s. And what's happening is that they're losing their lifestyle.
Right.
They can't get up and go to work. I have multiple people come in and finish work before they want to. You know, they get to 50, 55 years old. They can't get up and go to work. They get fired because they can't do a good job. Arthritis knocks more people out of their lifestyle than heart disease or cancer. It simply hurts too bad to get up and go to church, or hurts too bad to go to the grocery store. I'll just sit in the car. You go on in. It all just boils down to like what you're saying yourself in our audience today, is that either you take care of yourself or the prescription pad will. And I sure hope you got a lot of money in the bank if you're going the second. And it's, you know, and you create the energy that your body creates, your mind uses.
Yeah. No, and I'm all in. So
you shouldn't have given me such strong coffee. You got me jabbering.
No, that's okay. Well, that's what we're doing. We're jabbering here. We're actually, I don't want to say we're on the clock, but I just want to make sure that I'm supposed to be working.
Well, that depends on how big of a check my royalty check.
Well, you do have a lot of good ideas, Joe. Hey, Joe, Greenville, how did you pick it?
Well, actually, I was there 30 years ago, and I didn't like it, but I kind of thought it was an up-and-growing city. I've been there a lot because I have some relatives there.
Okay.
I went back down there about 4 or 5 years ago and had an opportunity to go into an existing practice. All I needed was 2 rooms. So I just rent 2 rooms from an existing practice. And Greenville's a hoot. It's a walking town. I used to live in San Francisco. I spent a lot of time in New York City. I like walking. I don't like have to get in a car, drive 5 miles to go get.
I've only been to Greenville once, and it blew my mind.
It's a hoot.
You know, that it's got to mean, look, you know, if you've got a river running through the middle of your town, it could either be a hellhole or you can turn it into something really, you know, utilize the river. And it was mind-blowing how cool it was.
Oh, yeah.
Are you downtown?
Yeah, so I live right downtown. I leave the car on Friday, and I don't pick it up again until Monday morning when I go back into the office.
So how far are you away from all that
cool stuff downtown.
The river?
I'm I walk out my door and right off of Main Street, you know, 2 blocks.
So there's an existing chiropractor?
I practice about 3 miles from downtown.
You live downtown, but your practice is not downtown.
No, parking is too difficult, so yeah. I don't want to do that.
Well, I'll probably have to, when I bring you that check, I might have to come down and actually hand deliver it.
That's it. Bring your bicycle. There's a lot of great trails. They call it the Swamp Rabbit Trail. It's the old train grades. They have them all over the country.
Right, well, they do here too.
Yeah, and you can ride, I think it's 15 miles. You can go up to Traveler's Rest.
I've been to Traveler's Rest.
Yeah, which is another hoot little town.
Yep.
And, you go up there and get yourself a cup of coffee or a beer.
I went up
or something,
there and got myself a cup of coffee.
Turn around, ride back. There's trails. There's Paris Mountain is 10 minutes away. So there's everything. It's a young town because you have BMW, you have Michelin and all these other companies in there. And when you go downtown, you're
right down the street from Clemson. So if people don't want to leave town, they like the town they're in when they go to college. That's why you got so many young people still in Boston.
Yes, yes.
Or Raleigh.
Right.
Do you see your red light business? Is it growing? Or
oh, yeah.
It is. Yeah. You work every day?
I work about 25 hours a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I work about 6 hours. 6 hours Monday and Wednesday, and about 4 hours the other 3 days.
Those are your how much you want to work, or is that how much business you got?
No, that's all I want to work.
Yeah,
if somebody calls up and says I'm running late, or can you come in on Saturday? I fell off the ladder. I mean, I go in.
I mean, how often do you see somebody's got?
Well, usually what people do when people come in, I say let's get you to your stable. Let's get to you where you can get up and go to work. You can get up, or you can sleep at night.
Yeah,
you can go mow the lawn. You can do whatever you want to do, and then it's up to you. Yeah, if you're in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, you're going to have to be on a maintenance plan.
Yeah,
you're just going to have to be because you got wear and tear. You know what gets me is so many people don't understand what arthritis is.
I don't understand what arthritis is.
Arthritis is no different than you have a car over there, it's got 4,000 miles on it, or you got a car over there, it's got 140,000 miles on it. Everything's worn out on the 140,000 mile car. How many miles you got on it, you know?
Exactly.
It's all it is. It's wear and tear. And what people do is try to tough it through that pain. They go, I can take it. I've had it for 4 years.
No, and pain's no fun. I mean, nobody likes pain.
Yeah, it's more in pain.
If there's something that's causing you pain, it's typically something that's, you don't want to let it become chronic. You know, it's a signal to say, hey, you got something going wrong, do something.
Yeah.
And if your car has got those, a couple 100,000 miles on it and it doesn't, it's not starting or something like that, you got to do the maintenance on the car.
And it all boils down to philosophy. You either believe in yourself or you believe in taking care of yourself. If you believe in taking care of yourself, most people that are into taking care of themselves, they eat healthy, they exercise on a regular basis, they come in when they have a small pain. Other people that have been taught to tough it out, they come in when they're dragging their hind leg. And
right.
Go,
well, the
geez.
Same thing happens there are times I'll go to the chiropractor where I'm like, it's taking me 15 minutes to get out of the car because my lower back is so screwed up. If you stay ahead of everything, if you change your oil every 3,000 miles.
It saves you money.
And it saves your money. Do you work with any young people?
I have some athletes come in that are a lot of soccer players, and they have bad knees. So I treat a lot of knees. And I do sports taping.
You know. Oh, you do that too?
Yeah, I do sports
taping. What about like people who are suffering from fairly chronic, let's call it like, you know, piriformis kind of sciatica kind of things? Can you help with that?
That's just inflamed tissue. It's really about that's. I can do that in my sleep.
My wife's in fair amount of pain all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She does this. She does that. But I don't think she's done a red light. And I think
she needs to find somebody that has a laser here in town.
Either that, or we could come with me when we deliver that.
Yes.
Check.
That big check.
I'm not sure about how big it would be. And big is a relative term. I'm sorry. You know what? We have guests.
No, my chiropractor locally had severe pain in my leg too.
Yes.
And he used this. It was like a miracle. I don't know what he did, but he ran it up and down my leg. I had to twist my foot a certain way.
Yeah.
And it was better. Like the leg pain.
Yeah.
So what is that thing called?
I don't know. It's a thing that runs up and down your leg.
It was like a vibrating thing. It was just like a...
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of good chiropractors. There are a lot of good people that understand the mechanism of injury. They understand the mechanism of injured tissue, the physiology of injury. If you understand the physiology of injury, you can figure out how to fix it.
Well, I went home and bought a percussion machine to do the same
thing.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, just stay ahead of it. In healthcare, there's people that put things on autopilot, and there's other people that think about everything for every patient. And you just have to find choice B.
Get your wife a percussion machine.
Percussion machine. Thank you so much.
That's a drum, right? She needs to beat the drum.
She does. So you don't know of anybody who's doing what you do up here in Greensboro, do you?
I don't.
Do you know, sound, you talk about waves and energy. There's a guy up in Stokesdale, a hippie friend of mine who does sound therapy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the
he's got a sound table where you get on the sound table. It's really cool.
Yeah.
You're blindfolded, basically, wearing these really good headphones.
Yeah.
And the table's vibrating with the kind of solfeggio kind of music.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much. It's just really cool. I like it, though. But it's the same theory. It's the same theory, I would guess.
Sure.
That these, you know, the sound waves and the energy.
It's all about just strengthening your philosophy in your own self.
Yeah. What about from a standpoint of the red light therapy because in the holistic world, you've got physical and, you know, physical issues and you've got spiritual and emotional type issues. Have you ever heard of anybody with any kind of an emotional issue, what might be construed as like mental health issues where red light therapy is actually helping them?
Well, you know, in Germany, Italy, and in France, and a couple other countries, those countries are, if you go to a medical doctor's office, I have people come in that live in Italy and Germany because of the BMW and Michelin tires. And you go to a medical doctor in France, Germany, and Italy, and they have laser therapy right there in the office.
Right.
And so they're doing a lot of work with PTSD and dementia with red light and laser light to see if that, and they're actually making some progress. Yeah.
It's very interesting. Well, we're going to find out where I can get, you know, because that will save me a trip to Greenville. And I don't have to write that check.
I can delay that check a little bit or mail it.
I'll just
give you my, my bank. You can just wire directly. Well, let's just end with this. This body is 10,000 years old. And for 9,990 some odd years, we've been walking, moving, and eating simple food.
Right.
Post-World War II, it all changed.
Right.
We sat down and we started eating very bad food and we've been sick ever since.
Right.
And people run here and there trying to find a magic prescription that's going to fix it. And there is no magic prescription.
No, there really, really
isn't. You eat that garbage and sit in front of a computer all day, good luck. It's all philosophy. It's not what you do, it's how you think about it. You know what happens? A lot of people come in and they're sick. They've eaten themselves sick. And I start talking to them about what they have to do, how they have to clean themselves up. And they get angry because they think they're being punished. And I see that a lot. They think, oh, I got to go do that. You must hate me. I must be getting punished
I'm doing. It's like the whole idea of saying to a youngster that I'm going to give you a poisonous Reese's peanut butter cup as a treat. You know, I mean, it's a mindset that...
Well, an unhealthy body produces anxiety. That's
right.
Why half this country, three quarters of this country is on anti-anxiety medications. An unhealthy body is mayday. Well, when you're injured 10,000 years ago, when you went hunting for a bear and the bear took a bite out of you, that's fight or flight.
Right.
So when you're injured or when you live on drive-through-the-window food and you don't exercise, your body is injured and it's producing mayday signals to your emotions. emotional center, and it produces stress.
Right.
And sure tail cousin of stress is fear and anger.
Right.
That's why so many people are angry in this country. And then when you walk up to them and go, listen, you need to drop the bad food and start walking around the block, they get angry at themselves and they get angry at you and they just throw themselves further down the tube.
How old are you, Jeff? I know that's a rude question.
22.
You don't look so good for 22. I was fishing for you to tell me you were 90 so that I could just tell you how good you look at 90.
I'm 90.
You're 90. You look great for 90. Yeah, I saw your brother yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he said, hey, you remember me? I'm like, hell yeah, I remember you. Rolling through the, Rolodex thing in my head. But I recognized your brother, and he says that you're loving it down there, and you're doing that. You're riding. Are you riding?
I run, I ride, and I swim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever gets in my way.
Yeah, that's cool.
The energy that your body produces, your mind uses. If on an average day, you get up Monday morning, you're all set to go to work, and you're going to go knock the world down, you're going to get contracts signed, you're going to do the greatest thing. By 9 o'clock in the morning, your boss calls you in and fires you. And how are you going to get yourself back up if you don't have energy?
Right. No.
A healthy body produces positive energy. An unhealthy body cannot produce positive energy.
Yeah.
And there's only two kinds of energy in the entire universe, positive and negative. So which one are you operating on?
Yeah, no. I mean, your philosophical angle is right on.
I should do podcasts.
You should. I mean, you might have a better reason for doing podcasts. This has been I think this has been a pretty good podcast. I mean, I was under a little bit of stress. I usually do it in a studio. Joe's in town for just the one day.
Yeah.
But I've seen you over here. I've seen you within the last year.
Yeah, because last time I was in town was a year ago.
Okay.
I went over there and they said, no, you're over here.
Coming up a couple of weeks, we'll be in this spot for 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anniversary.
Time just absolutely flies.
Free coffee.
We've been, on my 10th anniversary, which we were here because we opened up in March 1st of 2012 down that other joint. March 1st of 2022. On my 10th anniversary, we did have got free stuff all day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun. We're very grateful. And a lot of that, so it goes back to what you're talking about. You know, do you have a heart filled with gratitude? Do you look at things, you know, from a bright perspective?
I've never exercised for my waistline.
Yeah.
I just exercise out of self-respect. I never eat, I never go to the grocery store, cook my own food, eat my own food, do the dishes because of my waistline. I do it out of self-respect. If you don't respect yourself, the universe will never respect you, can't find you because you're not producing positive energy. The universe is full of positive energy. If you can't produce it, it can't find you.
I definitely, and I know I keep threatening this, I love Greenville and I do want to come down and hang out in Greenville a little bit with you. Maybe bring the entire crew of people with aches and pains. Look, we've all got aches and pains. I'm feeling pretty good. And I'm also 90 years old.
Well, it's paid off. It's paid off, hasn't it? When people come into me that have taken care of themselves, they exercise, and they go, I'm 70 years old and I got a little bit of a kink here and we take care of it in 2 or 3 or 4 treatments. And I go, well, see, it's paid off.
Right.
You've taken care of yourself. You've eaten your own food. You've done some exercise, moderate, whatever.
Right.
Now it pays off. You don't have a coffee table full of prescription vials. And your money's in your bank, not the drugstore.
We take no prescription meds or OTC meds either. You know, I'm married to she's kind of half a witch with all the, the oils and herbals.
Well, that's all right.
And, but she's a healthcare practitioner, an alternative, quote unquote, making air quotes with my fingers. She does a thing called raindrop therapy, which is a hands-on kind of treatment that utilizes some high-frequency essential oils, and she also uses tuning forks and stuff like that.
It just kind of helps
people. It's cool.
People.
Yeah, it does. And
gets them off that stress.
Well, I can give you a for instance. So, like, I do a maintenance. I try to do it monthly, but the very first time I got on her table she does this thing where stand you up against the wall and she'll measure you, right? Then she'll get you on the table. It's about an hour-long process. Super relaxing. I fall asleep every time.
Really?
And then I get off the table and she puts me back up against the door. And I grow about 3/4 of an inch in that hour. Because
do it for 5 hours and then you can be 6'9" and you can be in the NBA playing strong center.
Just life and compresses you. And I feel better about myself when I kind of living a little bit outside of myself. You just sort of feel like you can stretch and stuff
You have to have some place to go to get rid of your stress. I've been running for 50 years. I run every other day, but definitely I run on Friday.
Yeah.
Because Friday, I call it taking out the trash day. I run on Friday. I run 5 miles. I get rid of all the garbage in your head. Most people go to sleep stressed out, wake up stressed out, go to work stressed out. Hey, what fun's that?
And, it's no fun.
And you don't grow.
It was a big benefit to doing what I do is, I used to be in that race of rats.
Yes.
And I'm not. I worked hard building this.
Oh, yeah.
There was a certain amount of stress and you have some ups and some downs. I'm at that point now where, the rest of the time I'm podcasting or out in the woods looking for mushrooms and stuff like that.
That's cool. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
You worked hard. Now you it's paid off for
well,
you.
Well, listen, I appreciate you letting me sandbag you into a podcast that you were not expecting to do. I want to thank my guests in the studio today.
I am
going to talk to you about all that red light stuff that you're a font of knowledge. We will make that trip. I really, really do want to get down to Greenville again. And when we come down that way, we'll come by for whatever kind of hippie shit you're cooking up in your kitchen. How do people find you? What's the name of your practice?
Pure Light Chiropractic.
Pure Light Chiropractic in Greenville, South Carolina.
864-887-4518.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's broken.
It's broken.
I'm actually the. But it'll be back up.
It's Dr. Joe.
Dr. Joe. Pure Light Chiropractic.
Call him Grits at Pure Life Chiropractic.
Dr. Grits.
Joe, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for doing this today. And I appreciate everybody. I'm going to get this posted up as soon as I can. Hopefully, when I send this to my podcast editing guys, they don't say, we didn't hear any of it. The wind was blowing. There was a lot of ambient noises.
I still get a check.
Of course, you still get your check, Joe. It'll be the same as it always is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, everybody. Thanks for listening today. I hope you have a great day. Let's take some advice from the good doctor and try and have a positive attitude.
There you go.
All right. Take care, everybody. See you. This is Spill the Beans, a conversation.